Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is, by Vince Lombardi. Are you guys winning at life and winning at your artwork? Let's find out in this episode. Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of Art BS, where we have business solutions for artists. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
I'm Stephanie Weaver.
And Jules McCullough.
Welcome, everybody. We're going to be talking about how do you measure success as an artist? Are you a successful artist? How do you do that?
I don't know. I'm still giggling. I think we're going to hear a lot of Vince Lombardi jokes from this.
Well, all I can think of is winning. I'm winning in life. Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
So if you're a Green Bay Packers fan, like our Julie.
She's got everything about winning.
Yeah.
I like Alabama, so saving, you know, winning isn't everything, but it sure beats losing.
I'm Ole Miss, so we're used to losing.
I'm sorry, Miss Rebel over there.
Hotty toddy.
Just a side note, that was one of the funnest games, and yes, that was bad grammar. That was the most fun tailgating experience I've ever had, like in collegiate, is going to Ole Miss. They're amazing, by the way.
So I love them. And my kids don't know it yet, but they're going there.
Oh, there you go.
I don't. But anyway, what are we talking about?
Winning. How do you know if you're successful? What are your measurements? Are there different measurements? Well, is there different success?
Well, yeah. So I think like we just talked a little bit about goal setting in our previous episode. And so that had a lot of like, you know, kind of finite types of goals that you can achieve, you know, that's visible to everybody else, right?
Little baby steps that people don't see. Mm-hmm.
But then you have the success that comes internally, knowing that you've created something. So I think there's two kind of different ways to think about this stuff.
There is, goal setting, of course, is one way to measure your success. Is did you check those boxes and have you celebrated your wins and gotten to where you need to go? But I think a lot of it, though, is really internal to each individual person. I don't think there's one way as an artist to measure your success. Simply, does it bring you joy and are you having fun? I think that's like the biggest success measurement there could be.
Do you think that artists look at people in galleries who have events and gallery openings, people have books or who have done illustrations? And do artists look at that and that's their goal? I mean, like that's their ideal success?
I think externally. Yeah.
I mean, like because, being at the Louvre. Yeah. Hello. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
But externally. I think you might have to be dead to be in there. But yeah. I don't know. That might not be a very good measuring stick.
Well, and like for me, I don't care about that. That wouldn't be success to me. Yeah. So that's why I think it's very different for, you know, each artist, but you know, if you don't aim for anything, then you're not going to succeed at anything. Where, you know, you as a person needs to internalize what is outside of these goals that I've set, what is my measurement of success? At what point do I feel like I've been successful? And for me, it's going to be different than what it is for Stephanie versus what it is for you, Rachel.
Right.
Because we all three of us are artistic, but in different ways, and we have different goals in mind.
Yeah, and it's funny. I have a friend who's she does painting, and no one will see her stuff. Like she doesn't sell it. It's all for her.
All for her.
That's good. And she's successful.
Yeah.
In her, you know what I mean?
In her mind, right? Because she's getting she loves.
Yeah. She's getting joy. She's doing. Yeah. It's fulfilling her why.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at two artists. I mean, I just watched the movie Eternity's Gate. Have you guys seen that with Van Gogh? Mm-hmm. It's about Van Gogh and kind of his last, you know, maybe 5-10 years. I'm not really sure the timeline. But when you look at his life, he created a ton of paintings and was never recognized while he was living. And he was in an asylum for like 80 days and produced 75 paintings during that time. But he was never recognized. And even at his funeral, at the wake, he was surrounded by his paintings and people were milling about just taking his paintings. So this was a guy who found nothing but pure joy and his piece when he was painting. Because outside of that, he was just probably a little bit insane. But that's where he found his piece. And then you compare him to, if I were to look at, you know, Thomas Kincaid. Thomas Kincaid had the external wealth, external acknowledgement from society or whomever. But internally, he was a hot mess because, you know, he died of a Valium and alcohol-induced overdose type of thing. So success is not something that I think we can, as individuals, look at somebody and say they are successful, because you never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Exactly.
So I think it's like, I think Julie was saying, it's up to every individual artist to choose what makes them successful. Is it being externally visible, or is it internally joyful? And the two doesn't necessarily have to be mutually exclusive. You can have both.
Right.
And it's just, I think, actually a little bit harder to achieve to mm-hmm. have both.
Yeah.
But you just keep on doing the goals, keep on walking the steps.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we just kind of have come through the other side of 2020. Pandemic, COVID, everything locked down. As an artist, how did that make it harder to succeed some of your goals?
I think my goals completely shifted.
Yeah, mine did too.
Yeah. I think 2020 for many artists was a time of reflection, mm-hmm. and the reflection caused a new direction.
So what direction did you, like, how did you shift?
I went from being like an in-person instructor to moving everything online and starting my own community of artists that, you know, geography isn't a boundary anymore. So that was a big shift, and it no longer became more about me selling my artwork, but helping others sell and
develop as painters.
Yeah, get the life that they want, because I've got the life that I want. I was taking the dogs for a walk this morning, and that's when I finally realized where I was 20 years ago, thinking about what I'm doing right now and what I get to do today is exactly where I want to be. And, you know, you just got to, reflection is huge.
Yeah.
On all this.
I think reflection is huge.
How did your success change for 2020, Julie?
Well, you know, I spent the year really finding myself as an artist and what I truly loved. To create, because I love so many different mediums and I like to dabble and try new things. But for me, it was more of honing in on what my process was going to be and how I was going to create it.
Yeah. I think for one, I think both y'all shifted to your big why of joy in mm-hmm. what you do. And you found that online through your own community. And you found that just finding the joy again in the
yes.
artwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And doing the reflecting.
Yeah. Reflecting, you know, and that's what I did towards the end of the year of 2020 was really reflect on where do I truly wholeheartedly want to be as an artist, and what will be considered my success, not only being joyful and having fun with what I'm doing, but
right.
what is my big goal?
So some people think that their success might be tied in with their legacy. So I was thinking, you guys have been doing some reflecting. And so let me ask you guys, what do you want your legacy to be in the whole scheme of being successful?
Wow. Hmm.
I hadn't really thought about that. Yeah, I know. I hadn't really thought about that deep about it.
I don't think I can say it without crying. So you go first.
Write it down and I'll read it for you.
No, it's a long paper. it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I don't know. I think legacy-wise.
You want to be a licensed artist.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be a licensed artist. That's my ultimate goal, and be represented by an agent and creating work that's, you know, desired and wanted by different industries. I have created for others all my career, and mm-hmm. I really enjoy doing that.
And I love it that you're so successful at doing what you're doing now, and you're a full-time mom, and you were working full-time mm-hmm. up until last year.
Right.
So you were doing it all with three mm-hmm. children, a husband, COVID,
yeah,
everything. Taking care of mm-hmm. parent, everything.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've been at this process of becoming a full-time artist forever.
It's like, I think someone else just listening heard that and went, me too, girl.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I mean, and I'm not even 100% there to a full-time artist yet, but I am so much closer than I was 6 months ago or 9 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, right. I'm taking the steps finally to make it happen. You know, but I really just want to create stuff that people find joy when they see it in their home. And
you know, yeah, I think that is one of,
yeah, I mean, that's, I want to bring joy to people, and that's through art.
Yeah. Okay, back to you.
Here we go. So one of the things that I started teaching, and the idea behind it is, if I could help bring this to somebody else so that they can have the life that they love, if I even have like a little bit of a part in the next like Picasso or the next, you know, Rembrandt or the next, you know, that little piece of that, their lives, and make that kind of difference, that's what would be my legacy.
Oh, wow. That'd be, wow. Hello.
So that's why, like, that's one of the reasons why I do this. And I have another long-term goal where I want to create a, you know, I'm a big fan of animals, guys. So one of the things, I'm building this community and building my,
this is a big why, by the way.
Yeah.
This is huge why.
So one of the reasons I'm building the community and also building, the online artist community, weaverartist.com, is so that it can fund building a nationwide animal cruelty prevention database. And I kind of already know how I want it done, but it's the idea that it can prevent somebody from getting an animal, taking it, beating the crap out of it, and then going to get another one. Currently, there's not a system out there, so this is trademark. Copyright? No, just kidding. But anyway, yeah. So
this is Stephanie's idea, not y'all's.
Yeah. So this is something that I want to do, and my community is going to fund this over time. And so this is something that I want to have in place before I die. And there's absolutely no need or reason why animals be treated the way they are sometimes.
That's a,
I agree.
That will be an amazing legacy. I'm glad we're here to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
That is it's an amazing, there's more to that story as well. I'm going to get Stephanie, she needs to blog about it so you guys can actually read why it's so important not to have animal cruelty. Because it's, you know, it's a dark side.
There's a dark side. Most serial killers, not most, all serial killers start with animals first.
Yeah.
And if you can identify that early on, it can
change different. Yeah, it makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
The world.
Mm-hmm. So, small successes. Do you think as an artist, it's okay to just measure your small steps that you accomplish? So if you might show on a wall in a little store locally, that might be your idea of success.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, like you're selling and you're making your rent, you know?
Right.
Spot. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Yeah.
I remember like the first time I made $100 so I could pay for my own groceries, and I didn't have to like have my husband's the breadwinner right now. And so like the first time I was like, I bought the groceries all by myself. And I mean, that was huge. And
yeah.
It's just those, measuring those little things. But even outside of monetary, I mean, you can measure. I know Julie and I think you're, well, I don't think, I know you're measuring stuff too. Like in terms of your social media and your email, or his email subscribers,
all that.
If you start measuring them and then imagining them to be real people, like sitting in front of you, and you've got 12 people sitting in front of you, and then you got 50 people sitting in front of you, that shifts the dynamics to, you know, I've only got 12. That's 12 people that want to hear from you.
Right.
Yeah. Celebrate
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the little successes are even more important when you're transitioning or just becoming an artist, because it can get real daunting.
Yeah, I think it is important to celebrate all those successes. Like you said, even if you get a small, you know, 6-foot wall space mm-hmm. in some local gallery.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. You're going to get that many more people a chance to sign up or buy or just see your work.
Right.
Or have a QR code there so they can go to your website. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to have that many more people going. And you should have a website, by the way. That'll mm-hmm. be another
episode.
For sure.
But
we have a spreadsheet.
Yeah. Airtable, here I go. Anyway, but measure, like, I think all success should be success.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's big or small?
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Even the failures. I mean, you don't mm-hmm. consider them a failure, especially, and it takes a minute because.
Okay, so now that, it does yourself. Suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to realize that it's a learning.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes. Yep.
You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
Right. You keep saying that, but we're here to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, do you really want to go from 0 to 10,000 followers in a day? The answer is no.
Heck no.
Because you don't want 10,000 people to watch you bumble around.
Yeah.
Get those close couple friends to, you know, watch mm-hmm. you bumble around, tell you, hey, maybe you need to do this on your newsletter. Maybe right. you need to do this. You learn as you go. There's
exactly.
a reason why there's no such thing as overnight success.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And again, find those people who you trust to get to take critique from and mm-hmm. and to celebrate your successes. Yep. So I think we're going to start going out, like, getting all the mastermind and, like, we go out and celebrate at least once a month. Maybe not on the full moon, but
come on, you're bringing up the howling. How fun would that be with everybody?
We had to go out to my place. We have no neighbors, so we wouldn't be bothering anyone.
At least a bonfire, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Marshmallows, right? Make some s'mores. Yeah. That would be awesome.
That would be.
S'mores.
S'more celebration for s'more celebrations.
I love it.
Did you see what I did there? Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't matter how you measure your success. You should measure each and every success, big or small. Let us know what you think about our podcast. Send us any suggestions or questions you might have. We might just have an episode on it. And check us out at artbs.podbean.com. That's artbs.podbean.com. And we're available everywhere you get your podcast. So check us out on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you might find us. And if you love us, send us your 5-star reviews. We would love to hear from you guys.